Yeah, and then they had one named Alice and one named Sunday. And they put the other one named Mo.
Yeah.
That granddad had Wicked. I remember four saddle mules we had for him, and he rode all day long. He'd ride one of them in the morning and one of them in the evening. The next day he'd ride the other and the other two, and then vice versa. He was a pretty heavy old fella. He weighed about 230 pounds. Ride a mule all day or ride a horse all day, weigh him out, you know. And all of that took place. Yeah, they always raised a few hogs for meat hogs and fed them some of the corn that we raised and the slop and scraps from the kitchen.
You killed?
Yeah, we killed them right here. They had a smokehouse. Old dad, granddad's house, they had a smokehouse and they raised a good many. Old my daddy's house, they just killed one at a time and eat him up more or less as a fresh pig. Until keep him in. Well, we had ice back in those days too. We got the ice. We got the ice from Lake Providence to Duluth. Yeah.
Time of the year.
What's that now? I forgot.
What
the hog. Yeah, we kill the hogs in the wintertime. We didn't kill the hogs in the summertime. Wait till it got real cold and then kill the hog so he'd cool out good, you know, and then put him in the ice box. And we would most of the thing they raised for meat out on in this country was chickens and geese and turkey and stuff like that. And they had a colored boy was named Jim Moore that he'd kill a calf off of somebody almost about every other week. And on Saturdays, he'd go around and peddle that meat. And everybody'd buy meat from him.
He was old time?
Butcher. Just an old butcher that did that. And that's the way we lived back in those days. It wasn't like it is now. You had to shovel. Your outhouse was about 100 yards from the house, and bad weather, it'll rough, boy.
I thought you told me you had.
We did have bathrooms in our bath.
Yeah.
For baths, but that's about all.
What'd you call an outhouse? You have a funny word, joking word for that?
Yeah, a privet.
They had the same thing in Georgia.
They had the same things over there.
Yeah.
Your daddy used one, I guess. How old was your father?
60.
Well, he was about back in that age, because when I was coming along, we finally got a bathroom in the house, toilet, I'd say, in the house, in one of the bathrooms when I believe I was at high school when it come in, and I'm about 5 years older than daddy.
You always had ice? An ice box?
Yeah, they used that. Yeah, you had an ice box. You didn't make the ice. You bought the ice from an ice plant in Tallulah or Lake Providence. In my lifetime. Now before, I don't know when the first ice plant came into this country, but I can't ever remember when we didn't have ice.
Yeah. Did your mother have a room where she would store canned goods and things like that?
Oh yeah, she had a pantry and she kept it full of vegetables and canned vegetables and fruit and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So did my grandmother, Pohor, and so does this one here.
You raised fruit here?
Yeah, we used to have pantry. Oh, that, by the way, there's two pear trees right down there by my house that was planted in 1865. Still got pears on them. That ain't no lie, they're there. That's when they were planted.
That
tree
wasn't
ready
until
1865.
You
wouldn't
have heard
about them. No, they never did. They just had these pears on their old. They're not a real eatable pear. They're preserving pear, a canning pear. They're old hard pears. And that pecan tree right in the front of our yard is planted at the same time.
Did your father ever get to raise anything like that, trying to raise truck farming?
Or raise? No. The only time we ever went into commercial fruit farming, I went in about, 10 years ago, we planted some peaches, and we started out with about 20 acres, and we got it up to about 100 acres. And what you shaking your head for? That's what it was.
Oh, okay.
Well, I know when it was when Dorothy got married. How long has it been? 10 years? Well, we planted them in January 10 years ago. And we had got it up to about 110 acres of pieces. Now plowed up part of them, it's down to about 20 now.
Yeah.